What kind of pen?
Well, it was some wood my daddy had. It was made like the old town with some cross wood like that.
Uh-huh.
And he get up in the morning, make the fire, and I make the coffee, and he go feed the horse, and sometimes feed the cows, and I go help him to milk the cows in the morning.
Did you have a large family?
Well, I was the last one. We were five in the family. But some was gone, you know. I was the last one, so I had to replace the... We had just one boy who was the first of the family. So I had to replace the boy. I had to be the boy and the girl. Mostly the boy's work I did. I never did like housework because I didn't have to work outside all the time.
What shelters did you have for the horses or for the cows?
Well, it was under the big barn.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the barn, we had a lot of corn. My daddy had 10 of them. They gave one-third of their crop.
He had a what?
10 of some men that worked for him, and they bring his share from his land.
Mm-hmm.
So we have corn over there, and we have hay to feed them. Put that in that barn and feed them at night and in the morning.
What did you call the upper part of the barn where you could keep the hay?
They called that the just the greenier, the upstairs, like a house.
Uh-huh. And say if you had too much hay to put in the barn, you could leave it outside in a...
They didn't leave much outside. They always find a place somewhere. Because it'll rot, and some leaves for a while, for a few days like that, it could stay outside, but not too long.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see people take a pole and then put the hay around that?
Yeah, I saw that many times.
What?
And they go eat. That was before they have those press to put the hay in it. You know?
Uh-huh.
Well, my daddy put loose hay in the upstairs of his barn. But then they have those pressing machines, that run a horse to make bale of hay, and it was easy to handle.
What did they call those things with the pole in the middle?
Mm-hmm. And they call that a milon, milon de foin, I don't know how you call that.
And a long time ago, if you cut the hay, then you'd rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for those little piles of hay?
No, I don't believe I knew.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so that you can cut it again the same year, you'd call that the
second crop.
And the part, the place where you'd store corn would be
the inside of the barn, you know, mm-hmm. Like a big room.
Did you ever hear that called a crib? Corn crib?
No, I never heard about it.
What about a place for storing grain? What would you call that?
Well, they always have that in sack, and they put that in a little house outside, in like a sack of rice, you know, thing like that. We just had rice, keep rice like that. The corn stay with the shirt, you know, mm-hmm. inside.
What do you call the little house where you put the rice?
Some call that the something like you have that too. Oh, I can't help saying that in English. A dépense, they call it dépense in French. Something where you spend your thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was a certain name for that. La dépense, they call it. And how is over there in Georgia? Where you come from? Is it in a town you come from?
Well,
you was raised in town.
Yeah.
Was Jeff. It was a lot different than in country like this.
Oh yeah, a whole lot different. Where would the chickens be kept if you had a special place for them?
They climb on the tree at night, or some have some little coop for them and go. And most of the chickens just climb in the tree and stay there all night.
What did the coop look like?
Well, that's just a little square thing with almost like a buffet, you know. They put a roof and they put the floor slide down kind of like that to wash it good.
Uh-huh.